my time is now. I'm reaching my dream, I know. If I work hard right now, I'll surely reap exactly what I sow. Success is investing my essence in lessons. I'm learning more to I am empowered. My presence is letting the people know. My time is now. I will set these goals and strive to reach each one on time. There's no such thing as setting goals too high. My time is now.
Welcome back to My Time Is Now. So glad to have you guys with me this week. This is Charlene, your exclusive motivational coach. So this week, we are going to talk about acting in spite of fear. One of the greatest quotes that I love that goes along with this message is from Les Brown, who's one of my favorite motivational speakers. And he says, "You will fail your way to success." How true is that statement? So let's take a look at how we can look at acting in spite of fear. If you actually are holding on to fear and feeling stuck in one place, it is such a debilitating emotion that keeps us stuck in quicksand, basically, and it doesn't let us move. And if we feel like we try to move out of it, we're only getting deeper and deeper into the quicksand to where we are literally paralyzed and frozen by fear. So let's take a look at an objective look around the definition of fear and seeing how that holds us back. So the definition of fear is the feeling or condition of being afraid, something that causes feelings of dread or apprehension. So we're getting those feelings and our mind is setting a trigger that is holding us back from moving forward. So what can we do to help us act in spite of fear? So as humans, we're more apt to take the risk of trying something new physically that would cause physical harm than we are to take a step out and take a risk emotionally. So, for example, let's say you want to learn how to ski, and I'm going to use skiing because I live in Colorado. So skiing out here, one of the biggest pastime activities that lots of people do. So you know it's going to take some time to learn how to ski. You may fall on your butt a few times. You may get a couple of bruises or two before you get the momentum going on a downhill run, right? Whenever you're first learning how to do that, you're just kind of getting used to everything new, being on some skis, working with the poles, and, you know, just finding your way through it. And then in your mind, you've probably already have accepted the fact, you know what, I'm probably going to fall, but how am I going to learn unless I fall? How am I going to learn from my mistakes unless I fall, right? So you understand the physical risk you're taking when you're trying out this new physical activity of skiing. But then once you pick it up, it feels great. You know what to do. You're getting you're getting in your mode. You're feeling great about skiing. However, let's turn this around and taking a chance on developing yourself and your career, or just anything that you want to do in changing when you're trying to improve yourself emotionally or professionally. So we forget to fall down sometimes emotionally during the learning phase. This is a very, very key point whenever you want to try something new professionally or just in developing yourself, because we have that what if. What if somebody thinks this about me? What if so-and-so thinks that about me? Or what if I fail at doing XYZ for myself? But what I like to go back to is, so what? What if you do fail? It's a learning lesson, right? You're going to learn along the way of what to do, what not to do, what works for you, and maybe what doesn't work for you, right? So I'll give you a great example. About 4 years ago, I decided to make a career change for myself. Still doing training, but just going out on my own, going out on taking a chance on me to coach and train people on the level of how I would like to teach. And that meant I walked away from a career that I was at for 9 years and decided to take a chance on myself and looking at setting up my own company, becoming a speaker and a coach, and doing the additional work and educating myself of what I needed to do to get myself there. Was it easy? No, it was not. Do I wish I hadn't taken that chance on myself? Absolutely not. It was one of the best decisions I've ever made in my career. So there were times, yes, I did question my actions and me taking the risk and doing a career change for myself. However, I also knew how far I was going to get with the last position that I was in within my career. So I knew something had to change. And I knew that I couldn't expect my employer to get me there. So I had to take the time to educate myself, to do some research, and to figure out what it was that I wanted to do. When I walked away and left everything and decided to start up my own company, I still didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have everything planned out properly, but I knew I was going to take some steps and probably fall a little bit on my way through it. Did it cross my mind, what if so-and-so thinks this about me, or what if somebody's judging me on what I did, or what if somebody's waiting for me to fail? By you believing in yourself and taking a chance on yourself, that is bigger and better than what probably anybody, a majority, not anybody else, but the majority of people are doing for themselves. So step up and take that chance for yourself and acting in spite of fear. The best way of getting through it, the best way of acting in spite of fear, is feeling your way through this and not being so attached to the fear emotion, the fear feeling. Look at what else can be presented before you of getting to tap into a little bit of the unknown that you don't know about yet. There's so much that I'm starting to realize, and that is what I thought I knew. I'm realizing with the more research I'm doing, I really don't know as much as what I thought I knew. I'm still learning along the way. So as I teach, I'm also a student. It goes back to the learn, do, teach, right? So you learn something new, you practice it for a while, and you're actually doing it, and you have action steps around it, and then you teach it to others. That's how we keep things moving forward. That's how we keep our momentum moving forward with teaching people along the way. So just know the big secret is everybody has some level of fear or apprehension in taking the leap into becoming an amazing leader throughout your own community. That's okay. The question is, are you going to allow this fear to paralyze your next steps? Are you going to give yourself permission to stumble your way through it? Or are you only limiting your permission to, I will not take that step unless I know X, Y, and Z is perfect along the way, unless I know exactly what's going to happen to me and how everything is going to end up in the end result? That is the biggest limitation that we put on ourselves by not feeling our way through the experience and taking that chance on ourselves and acting in spite of fear. So I actually had a student that I was coaching, and one of the first things he said to me was, I don't know how you can help me unless you can tell me exactly what I should be doing and when I'm going to get there, basically in his own professional development. He wanted me to tell him what to do and the exact steps that he needed to take to get there and when his success was going to unfold about him. That's a big order. That's a very tall order. And for me as a coach, if I knew that little trick and how to do that, I would already be there. We would all be there. We would all have that figured out. But I can't give him his specific steps because he has to work on allowing himself to take the risk. And that was the biggest thing that was holding him back, was he didn't want to go out and take those steps because he was too scared of failing and falling along the way. So by the time we started to wrap up our coaching, it was probably about 8 months later, he comes back to me and I kind of gave up on the whole piece of me telling him what to do, but we started coaching on a few other things. However, he ended up coming back to me saying, I now realize that you can't tell me what steps I need to take. I now know I'm going to actually have to take steps of my own to feel my way through this. That was huge. That was a huge movement for him to know that you're not always going to have all of the answers in front of you as you're taking those steps. Same thing for me whenever I started my own coaching company and I had no idea what was going to come about, but I knew I would start meeting people. People would be placed before me that would help me take those steps through my journey with what it is that I'm looking to do for you. It's a really, really cool experience to give yourself that flexibility and give yourself that permission to keep moving forward and not listen to the fear that comes into our mind. And that kind of ties in with the Comfort Zone podcast. That was one of the first podcasts that I threw out there for you guys. However, when we're looking at acting in spite of fear, it's important to know everybody has fear. Something is always going to hold someone back. The difference between them and you is, are you willing to give yourself permission to act in spite of fear, to take those steps? And that's something that I keep doing every single day. I'm always pushing myself to something new, to learning something new, trying something new, having fun with it. It's a great journey that we're all going through, that if we all held on to fear and holding us back, man, what fun would that be? We wouldn't have the great ideas that we have today. So don't limit yourself on that because you have no idea what type of impact you can have on someone else's life based off of you acting in spite of fear. It's bigger than what you can even imagine. And it's probably one of the best feelings that definitely trumps fear, definitely trumps fear to where you know you can keep moving forward. The other scenario that I like to keep in mind is whenever we were kids and we were, you know, running, we would fall and skin our knee, but we didn't sit there and say, I'm never going to run again. We got up, probably more than likely started running again, or maybe took a little bit of a break, but then picked up running again in like the next week or the next day. So you never gave up on yourself on that piece, on that physical pain that you were getting. So don't give up on yourself on the emotional pain that you might feel from a little setback and a little bit of fear. Our mind, this goes back to the comfort zone, our mind acts like a security blanket for us and holding us back and saying, no, you don't want to try that. Or no, I don't think that's a good idea. Or no, timing is not right. And when your mind chatter starts to come up and starts to hold you back, ask yourself the question of, does this still serve me today? Are the excuses that my mind is bringing up, does it still serve me today? And if that answer is no, then you know instantly to move forward the way that you should, to find a way to move past that fear, find a resource, find something, talk it out with someone, have a brainstorming session to put something in place so you can have action steps in place. I have seen so many great transitions whenever people do this. I've seen so many awesome lives being transformed before me when I get to see my students taking a chance on themselves, having the confidence in themselves to go ahead and act in spite of fear. Go ahead and give yourself that permission. So let me know how you're doing. Let me know what you do to act in spite of fear. How do you keep yourself motivated? How do you keep others around you motivated to go after what is true and what is right within you? So please email me, reach out to me. You can go to our website, mytimeisnow.co. Leave us a comment. I would love to hear from you. Thank you for joining us this week and have an excellent day.
You have been listening to My Time Is Now, the most motivational podcast you have ever heard, with your host Charlene, so inspirational. It's my time. It's now.